Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company to share 30 minutes of words and thoughts and music on a theme. This programme is about songs which are prayers, and I'm not meaning holy hymns. Many of our pop songs are prayers. For instance, this recent number one in the charts has King David in the Bible repenting to God of his sin in getting rid of a man just so he could marry the man's wife, the widow.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew ya. She tied you to her kitchen chair, she broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Here's another Top of the Pops hit, which is actually a prayer in the Bible. The Israelites sinned against God. His punishment was to send King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, that's modern Iraq, to conquer them and carry them away captive into exile in Babylon. Then the people felt sorry for their sins, or at least felt sorry for themselves. So you can see what I mean. There are lots of songs which are prayers to God. Some are very obvious prayers, others are more subtle, in the sense that the I or the you in the song could be a person, but it could also be God himself. Like a bridge over troubled waters, I will lay me down. That could be a friend, but that could also be God. Or the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson singing, I'll be there, could be a friend or God. And of course, there's this one sung by Secret Garden. You raise me up. That could be a friend, that could be God. But there's no ambiguity in this next song. It's definitely a prayer and definitely addressed to God on high, addressed by Valjean in Les Misérables.
Summers die one by one, how soon they fly on, and I am old and will be gone. Bring him peace, bring him joy. Bring him home.
Is that a pop song or a hymn or both? Do pop songs and hymns have to be opposite? I don't think so. Here's another song which is a deep-seated, heartfelt prayer, that of someone in need of help, the basic primal prayer which even heathens looking for lifeboats have been heard to utter, basically help. In this case, it's a pop song written by a famous singer and a famous alcoholic, Kris Kristofferson, who was married to a famous singer, Rita Coolidge. He was asking her, or God, or his AA partner, or all three of them, to hold his hand and help him through the night until dawn. Here's Sammy Smith's version of the song.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through tonight. I don't care what's right or wrong, I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's outside, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through tonight.
And here is another heartfelt prayer for divine help from someone not entirely sure if God hears, or even is there, or cares. Susan Boyle just hopes and prays and thinks, you have to be there. You just have to be, or we're all doomed.
What is it, Lord, that you want that I am not seeing? What in my ignorant prayers am I failing to say? Never before have I questioned the truth of your being. Never once have I dared. Never until today. All of a tremble I stand on the edge of confusion. Who is to save me if into the darkness I fall? Now that I need more than ever my God to be near me, do you hear when I call? Are you there after all? You have to be there, you have to. My life I have laid in on a dark and stormy sea. You have to be there, you have to. Without you I drown in the deep. Too far from land. The waters drag me down, I reach for your hand. And when I die, he will open his arms to receive me. Who will forgive me and take me and show me his face? When I have gone to my rest, will you watch me and wake me? When my time comes at last, will you grant me your grace? I am so small in this earth, I'm nothing without you. Daring to doubt you at all is a knife to my heart. Little by little, pushing my way in the shadows, I am losing my hope, and the world falls apart. You have to be there, you have to. My life, I am placing my feet, and without you I am drifting on a dark and stormy sea. You have to be there.
Now to finish, here is a pop song, Prayer, which was written by an American singer in response to the tragedy of 9/11. Here she is singing her own song, her own prayer. It's Dolly Parton. So bye for now.
Hello, God. Are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we're still on speaking terms, can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence, my resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance? Hello, God. Hello, hello. This old world has gone to pieces. Can we fix it? Is there time? Hate and violence just increases. We're so selfish, cruel and blind. We fight and kill each other in your name, defending you. Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused. Hello, God.